At the risk of seeming to belabor the point, I ask that you assume that what I'm saying is true. As we think through what it means, if true, that I am in fact being tracked, targeted, blasted through some use of microwave radiation or through some weaponization of magnetic fields. If this is indeed what's happening, let's consider for a minute the implications of it, of the state. I'm sorry, I just remembered that I wanted to mention before I continue that my pages have been messed with. Not that alone, you know, but my pages have been messed with. This is part of their tactic. Never doubt, never doubt. Anyway, they made my page italic, then I fixed it, then they put it back. That, you know what I'm saying? It's like over and over and over, and part of the tactic is I don't know. Who knows? I don't want to even try to squeeze into their heads. Serious. It's not just to be an annoyance is what I'm trying to get at here. And Lord only knows what they've done to my pages that I haven't touched because ever since I lost the software, I sort of like froze those earlier pages in time and haven't touched them. Although I did, because I was trying to get a quote from my earlier pages, I did go delve into the recesses of my own computer archive. And I found that they had a whole numbering system going on for my own pages, right? So they own my computer, my pages on my computer. They own the pages at the web host. It is a war of attrition that they rage on descent, a war of attrition. And I can only imagine, I have to believe that they have been successfully waging this war for quite some time, and that it is only because I trust my body and that I'm willing to speak out. I seriously trust my body, and I seriously see what they do. I mean, well, how do I put this? I mean, it's not subtle, but it sounds terrible. So it silences people. I mean, when you have a whole army of folk following you around, and then there's drones every night, and then when you wake up, they got the headlights flashing right on you as if to say, here she is, every night, come on. So it's not subtle, but it's also not corroborated, and that's what they count on, right? And so nobody else, particularly if it's been done to, you know, folk who've been trained to believe that, you know, if you can't prove it, it ain't so, and you don't want to be labeled in addition to being, you know, people worry about stuff like that. You know, and it just was a blessed, what's the right word? An intersection of blessed events or something, that it should happen to somebody who's at that age where, you know, they figured it out, they have certainty, they know themselves, they trust their judgment, and I didn't think of this as a blessing at first, but now I do. That she is a nobody, so it don't, she has no reputation to lose. You feel me? So, trust. If it has been done to me, they have used it successfully, multiply, for who knows how long. It's deep, deep, deep. Their confidence in their hold, their control of resistance, of us. They ain't worried about our resistance. And that's because they've developed tactics that have worked like a charm. Agent provocateurs and weaponry that's delivered invisibly that can't be proven. And then training, deep training of the educational system that, you know, in the so-called scientific method, and that anything that can't be scientifically proven, don't believe it, don't trust it. But I trust my body, and I trust that every human being, given the support of their brothers and sisters and the structures around us, once we are making the reality, every human being will return to health. Because that's what our bodies want. We don't need to worry about it. We just, about that part, you know, being, once we dissolve aggregated, concentrated power, the few brainwashed folk who hardcore don't want to let go, their illusions are not going to be of a concern. It is concentrated power. It is our aggregated energy in their hands. That's the problem. We have to reclaim our energy. It's as simple and challenging as that.